India is among the long list of countries that Hillary Clinton has visited as U.S. Secretary of State. And as she prepares to leave that post, we thought it would be a good time to look at how America's top diplomat has spent the last 4 years. Much of her time has been spent on airplanes, although in recent weeks, Clinton has kept a lower profile while recovering from a virus and a concussion. While some call Clinton one of the best secretaries of state, others have dubbed her the Teflon secretary, saying she kept her distance from dead-end issues. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The first thing administration officials will say about Secretary Clinton is that she's made history by traveling to 112 countries. President Obama even joked about it at a recent diplomatic reception, which Clinton missed for health reasons.
More than 400 travel days, nearly 1 million miles. These are not frequent flyer miles. She does not get discounts. I suspect she's not going to be flying commercial that much after she leaves the State Department. But she is tireless and extraordinary.
He calls her one of the best secretaries of state in U.S. history, saying she's restored America's credibility in the world and reached out to ordinary people in the far reaches of the globe. Her aides pack her travel schedules with town halls and meetings with civil society groups, but that doesn't impress Fuad Ajami of Stanford's Hoover Institution.
She thought that being a secretary of state is becoming a global icon. And then there's this ridiculous, you know, emphasis by her staff on how many miles has she traveled.
Ajami doesn't think Clinton has much to show for all this travel, and staining her record, he argues, is Syria, where he says Clinton has covered for President Obama's inaction.
He didn't want to do anything about Syria, and mission accomplished because he gave her that portfolio.
Part of the problem, he says, is that foreign policy is made in the White House. Aaron David Miller, vice president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, agrees. He's dubbed President Obama the withholder-in-chief and says Clinton didn't have much room to maneuver.
She has pursued an agenda which has been highly constrained by both the kind of cruel and unforgiving foreign policy world out there and by the president's own determination to withhold, in my view, the most consequential issues relating to national security, war, peace, big think strategy.
What was left, he says, was the agenda that Clinton shaped.
She pursued an agenda of what you might call planetary humanism. Women's issues, which is extremely important, the environment, press and internet freedom, social media, and those issues, which may be 21st century cutting-edge issues, aren't terribly risky.
He says Clinton can claim credit for helping to restore America's credibility as a nation willing to consult, not just act. Vali Nasser, dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, says Clinton paid attention to regions that felt ignored.
I think it actually does America a disservice to try to belittle Secretary Clinton's contributions. I think we should, as a nation, do the opposite of recognize how much she's done, recognize that she has generated enormous momentum for American foreign policy. And therefore, our primary objective has to be not to let that momentum go to waste.
Nasser says she deserves credit for doing triage on key issues. He says she brought relations with Pakistan back from the brink of disaster. And her policy of engagement paid off when she made a historic visit to Myanmar or Burma last year.
The United States wants to be a partner with Burma. We want to work with you as you further democratization.
Secretary Clinton also played a key role in the international response to Libya. So far, she has avoided much of the criticism over the attack in Benghazi that killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three others. As Aaron David Miller puts it, Clinton has had a fault-free but also a risk-free tenure at state.
She will be leaving this job, in my view, with almost no asterisks. And that, it seems to me, in this day and age, is a real accomplishment.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.